Well, good morning. This is Dr. Leonard, and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. David Williams said to me the other day, "Doc, you need to tell people how to give their animals pills." And I'll be darned, within 12 hours, somebody said, "Doc, how do I give these pills to my dog?" So we're going to talk about how to give medications to animals today. First off, remember that dogs are always easier than cats. And also, usually big dogs are easier than little dogs. Because you got a bigger mouth, you can stick almost your whole hand down a big dog's mouth and get that pill clear in the back. When you got a little short-nosed pug, not quite so easy. How do you go about that? Well, one of the things that I will tell you is that treats work wonders. Well, what kind of treats? Well, people use anything and everything. My favorite's hot dogs. You can cut them in little chunks and stick a pill in the middle of them. If you do that, you always want to remember to make sure you've got more than one. Let's say you're giving one pill, make sure you got two treats. And show them both. Go, "Oh, look, 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 look," and get them all excited. Give him the loaded one first, because he'll swallow that one right down so he can get the second one. Cheese works good. If nothing else, go buy Velveeta. It's sticky and it gets in there and you can poke it down his mouth. We have people that use peanut butter sandwiches. We have people that use bananas. Braunschweiger's pretty good. And if you happen to like Braunschweiger, you can have a piece, give your dog a piece. Cats are another whole problem. You can't hardly give a cat a piece of hot dog with a pill in it. They're just way too small. So one of the things that you can do for cats or dogs is you can crush up the pills, or you can open the capsules and dump them into some canned food. You ask us a lot of times, how does this taste? And to be real honest with you, I can tell you how most things taste. If not because people have told me, or it's because I've tried it myself. And there's some things that you can't do this with. It's just way too bitter, way too sour. Nobody likes it. However, if you have something that's relatively non-bad tasting, is that a term? Then you can put it in some kind of stinky food. Well, what's stinky food? Canned foods that have fish and canned foods that have liver. Both of those have high smell factor. In cats especially, that's important because they always want to smell their food before they eat it. If they pick up a hint of a medicine in there, they just simply won't eat it. And let me tell you, you cannot make a cat eat. It's an old thing about, can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Well, you can put all the medicine you want in a can of food and whatever it is, and cats sometimes just simply won't do it. Simplest way is to open their mouth and poke it down. Now, people say, "Well, Doc, would you give him the first pill here in the office?" And I always dread that because it always makes me look bad when I can't do it. But most of the time, I just open their mouth and poke it down. With cats, I put two fingers behind their head, two on their upper jaw, and point their nose to the ceiling. When that happens, their mouth automatically comes open. You can take your third finger on the other side, pull the jaw down, drop it with your first two fingers, give it a little poke, get it past the tongue, and boom, you've got it down a cat. Now, in the meantime of doing that, you have to be careful of the claws in the front, the claws in the back, and the teeth coming closed too quickly. So there's a lot of dangers involved with that. One thing I want to remind you of cats, and that is when they swallow pills that are dry, they do not swallow them down well. If you look at a dog and you look at a cat, dogs have a lot more slobber than cats do. And when you give a dog a pill, he slobbers up and he swallows it down. Cats, they don't have that, so you always want to give them a little shot of water if you can. We actually have a pill gun, which is another method that we have at the office, that you fill with water first, put the pill in it, open the cat's mouth, squirt the pill and the water all in one motion. And that works pretty well for most people. Once in a while, you'll find a cat that when he sees the pill gun, he is gone. So you might want to keep it behind your back until you get him caught at least. One of the things that you can do for cats particularly is you can give them liquid medicine. Part of the medicines that we use are liquid already. You can also formulate almost anything into a liquid. We have a specialty company out in New Jersey that does a lot of pharmacy work for us. We had a lady who had to give a medicine to her cat, could not get the pills down, and believe me, there are cats you cannot get pills down. So we make this into a fish-flavored liquid, and boy, the cat loves it. Now, the difference is that the pills would cost her about $6 a month. The liquid costs her about $60 a month. It's expensive to do, but she needs the medicine. She gets the medicine. It's not a hassle for the lady. If you're going to give a liquid to a cat, just stick the liquid container in between his teeth and his cheek. Give it a little squirt. He'll open his mouth and squirt the rest in. Works pretty darn well. One of the things that we always want to remember is that there's no bad way to give a pill. Everybody has their own ways. My favorite story is I had a gentleman that had to give his dog heart medication. Heart medication just had to be given. He called me 2 days after I put him on digoxin, and he said, Doc, I can't get this medicine down. And I explained to him how important it was. And I said, whatever you have to do, just get it down your dog. Didn't come in, didn't hear from him again until his 10-day check. He came in and I said, so how are you getting along with the pills? He said, absolutely great. I said, how are you doing it? He said, well, he said, I hung up the phone from talking to you and I was sitting on the couch. I had that pill in my hand and the dog was sitting there looking at me. He said, I threw it in the air. The dog caught it in midair and took it just right down. And he said, that's the way we do it every day. I sit on the couch, throw it in the air, and the dog catches it. So whatever works for you is the way you get medicine down your cat or dog. This is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street. And as always, our number is 243-2121. Give us a call if you're having trouble giving a pill to your animal.